Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth Radio broadcast. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man." It's a stunning passage to think that our God would come to this earth to redeem us. Our God would lay down his rights and his reputation, and lay aside his majesty, and become a little baby born in a cattle shed, and then become a servant, become obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. This is our God. Behold our God. He left his father's home above, so free, so infinite his grace, and he emptied himself of all but love, and he bled for Adam's helpless race. Look, I just can't imagine, what was it like for God to come here to this earth? It floors me. Oh yeah, the cross floors me, beloved. And it only floors me not because of the pain and the suffering, but it floors me when I realize that was my God dying for my sins. And the incarnation floors me, that he would even come here and subject himself to human limitations. I can't imagine what it must have been like to create the universe and move through it at the speed of God, and then come to this earth and be stuck walking on planet earth at the speed of a human. Jesus Christ is the Almighty God, but he stooped down, he stooped back, made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant. And he stooped aside. He didn't follow the course of this world, but put himself in a steadfast course towards the cross. Listen, the Lord Jesus had dominion over all and owed service and obedience to no one, but he condescended to the state of absolute subjection and service so that he could redeem us. And this state is a foreign state, or was a foreign state for him, in the same way as the first man, Adam, would have exalted himself to a state which was not rightfully his, so Christ humbled himself to a state which was not rightfully his. And the scripture now calls us to let this mind be in you. Do you know what it is to stoop down, to stoop back, to stoop aside? You know what it is to work only for your Father, for his glory, and to seek to please him, and to seek the redemption of lost sinners? That's what our God does. That's what he's done. Our God loves us. Our God is for us. Our God thinks we're wonderful. And he died for our sins so that he could bring us to himself. Now that's good news, and that is the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's version of the gospel truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you, whether it is through our website at www.milesmckee.com or by mail. Our U.S. address is P.O. Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada, 89016. Or for our listeners in Europe, it's P.O. Box 70, Black Rock, County Dublin, Ireland. So until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, slán agus beannacht libh.